I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unpopular by association? It's a thing, and it's something politicians can use to unintentionally harm the Christian witness. Switching gears, Christmas is just 5 months away, but one ministry partner shares why you should be thinking about that holiday today. But first, pressure's building in Iran as yet another group of believers pay for claiming the name of Christ. According to Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, seven are in solitary confinement with no access to lawyers. In a separate incident, five men began serving prison sentences. And their crime? Following Jesus. While speaking at a Christians United for Israel event, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned Iran's abuse, calling Evin prison a regime dungeon. He also discussed U.S. pressure on Iran to abandon its nuclear program, but Windsor urges caution when connecting all of those topics in the same conversation.
It's important that we're holding Iran to account on the persecution of Christians, but also that we're not serving the false narrative about these Christians being Western spies, enemies of the state. They often throw Zionists into the equation, given the antagonism between Iran and Israel. So I think prayer for continued determination by our governments, but also great sensitivity, nuance, and wisdom, given the potential for harm as well, in spite of the best intentions.
Keep praying for believers in Iran.
They're being imprisoned because of their faith in the Lord Jesus. That's true of all of the many Christians who face these kind of charges.
Next, is the idea of missions still relevant? We've asked this question before, but InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's guest speaker, Sarah Brule, gives a strong yes.
Jesus had no question of his identity. He knew who he was, and he knew he was sent. You know, and he never questioned that. And his closeness to the Father was evident throughout his life. And that's the model. And to think that, so when Jesus says, as the Father sent me, I am sending you, there's so much weight. Because he was sent and now we are sent, we get to be Jesus' representative.
Did you grasp that? We get to be Jesus' representatives in today's world. However, that doesn't always mean packing a bag and heading to a new country.
Everybody has people around their lives. That one friend that you are close with, that you are intentional about praying for opportunities to share the gospel. And not only share the gospel, but live your life through and shine Jesus in that life. And have that as a lifestyle. And have that as being knowing that we are ambassadors. That an ambassador, they will never forget where they are from and who they are representing.
She's suggesting ask God, why did you create me? What did you create me to do? And then take the time to slow down and listen for his voice. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And it's July 15th, so why is For Haiti With Love thinking about Christmas already? Executive Director Eva DeHart tells us,
we're talking Christmas because December comes really fast, and our Christmas focus is for the children in North Haiti. So we have the party August the 12th, and then we package up everything and sea ship it to Haiti.
Let's clarify. The Christmas in August takes place in Florida and invites donors to give toys, supplies, and funds for the actual Christmas Day party in Haiti. The details at our website. Also notable, the ministry takes the party to the kids rather than the other way around.
The object is not to keep having the same kids year after year, but to introduce Jesus and the ideas of giving and sharing to a new group of children each year. So last year we started taking it back out to isolated villages.
It's a new aspect, but it's important because
it gives you the opportunity to share the gospel with a whole new group of kids, to introduce to them the idea that God is about love.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. God stirs your heart for anything I share today, like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or children's ministry. We would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.